What up, people? It's your boy, Justin Ramos, with a brand new episode. I know y'all miss me. It's Justin Kid from Brooklyn. We back. East New York in the building. Your boy's back. I'm feeling good. You know, I was on the road. You know what I'm saying? I was in Virginia Beach doing my thing in Norfolk, in Portsmouth, to be exact. I hope I got the city right. I was doing Laughing Out Loud Comedy Saturdays with my boy, Skeeta G. I opened for Lawrence Owens, my good homie from D.C., the DMV. And I got to meet Stuttering Stanley, who was fucking hilarious. So I am back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back in New York. I'm feeling good, feeling great. How are you? I am fine. I just had a successful sellout show at Broadway Comedy Club also 2 weeks ago. Better Not Bring Your Kids, 7 years and counting. 7 years and counting. Shout out to my boy Avery Mason, a.k.a. Kevin Mason, a.k.a. Black Grimace from the show Power. And my main man, 50 Grand, my brother from another mother, Harlem's very own Rashad Bashir, the leaders of stand-up, LOS if you will, because we lead stand-up and everyone else follows, bitches. That show was fucking phenomenal. Virginia was fucking phenomenal, right? Phenomenal. I also most recently did Chocolate Sundays, the comedy competition. That was fun and different. It was on Zoom, because at the time, LA was still closed as far as comedy clubs go. We're back. We had a little hiccup. Anyway, so as I was saying, I most recently did Chocolate Sundays on Zoom. Due to the pandemic, the Laugh Factory was closed. It was a competition. I did not pass the audition round, but I rocked that show. I don't really care what anyone else feels when it comes to that. I rocked, okay? I'm Mikey. I rock, right? Shout out to the cool kids. That was a fun experience. My goal was of course to win something like that, but I also understand that it's a competition. It's all politics at the end of the day. But it was good. It was a good experience. Shout out to my boy Brandon Reeves, my good homie from New York City, who moved on to the next round. It's all love, baby. I hope you win. Bring that chip home for New York City. He's moved on to the next round. I'm not sure when that next round is, if it's the semis or how that works. Shout out to Zakara Williams. She was the host. That's my homie. You know, Zakara, you my favorite. shout out to you, queen. Better Not Bring Your Kids was a fucking success. We were a little over capacity, but who knows? You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows. I didn't say anything. You know, it's over already. I got my money. Shout out to Eva Evans. Shout out to Tish Hines. Shout out to Dory Dimples, Ishmael, I forgot the stand-in. We were supposed to have Johnny McDonald, but he wasn't there because he was doing The Marvelous Miss Maisel. We'll get to that topic momentarily. Shout out to Avery Mason, my boy, a.k.a. Kev Mason, my homie, my brother from another mother, my wrestling fan. Okay, my main man, 50 Grand. He did a great job hosting. Shout out to Rashad Bashir for helping. You know, the three of us, we put this together, for helping out, doing his fucking thing and making me work, baby. Because I followed that brother and I followed him well. You understand me? Ladies of stand-up, we push each other to the upper room. it was such a great show. I'm very proud of Eva and the way she handled herself as a headliner in this game. She did a great job. Amazing job. Amazing, amazing, amazing job. She was told to do 15. We paid her. And she did over. And it was cool because it was funny. But we had to get the fuck out of the room. Like, she legit finished 5 minutes before we had to be done by 10. And she finished, like, right after. You know what I'm saying? So, it was interesting. it was cool, though. You know, it was all love. I appreciate Al Martin for the time and letting us come back and, you know, booking, you know, pretty much any date we want as we've done since 2013. You know, we paid enough dues. We paid the cost to be the bosses. You feel me? So, yeah, that was dope. We'll probably bring it back for the summertime. That was our first one since 2019. We were previously at Caroline's. But look, them motherfuckers ain't open. No love loss, but we got to. The show must go on, if you will. You know what I'm saying? On the wheels of steel. Anyway, I'm not a DJ. I just felt like saying Wheels of Steel after trying to rhyme Dusty Rhodes
with Wheels of Steel. I don't know why we would do that, but I did it. Fuck it, right? I also moved on and did my show in Newport News, the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Saturday, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. That was awesome. It was awesome to be around my family. It was awesome to be around my grandparents, my cousins, my aunts. It was just awesome. Virginia Beach is my escape. Newport News is my new comedy home. I'm trying to make Virginia Beach my comedy home. That's in the works. I know Virginia the way I know Brooklyn, New York, and all of New York. I've been going down there since 91, since my grandparents moved down there. Shout out to my grandparents, the Edmonds clan. You feel me? Edmonds tribe. We here. Session tribe. We here. It was a good time, man. It was good to be home. Because I consider Virginia Beach to be my fucking home, okay? Go to Cracker Barrel. I went to Carrabba's twice for the first time. I went to Pocahontas Pancakes for the first time. Delish. Mamma mia. Anyway, Southern food, all right? And it was all good. It was all real food, slow-cooked soul food. You feel me? You understand? You understand what I'm saying? You heard me. Yeah, we're back in New York. We're Rona free. Okay, I did test positive 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks ago at this moment, filming a movie called A Night Out, but it's all good. I'm healthy. The comic that was on the show, he healthy, but fuck him. We won't even mention his name. Nigga's Voldemort as far as I'm concerned. He's a bitch ass nigga. Anyway, A Night Out is coming out soon, coming to festivals and streaming soon, and the premiere's coming to an independent theater near you. Shout out to my boy Elijah Bullock. Shout out to Dave Lester. Shout out to Cheeky. Shout out to Manny. Shout out to my boy Josh. You know, the Bullock family. You feel me? We doing it. The movie's coming. You know, I'm appreciative of this project. Even though I'm going to die making the damn project. I'm not exaggerating. Corona kills people. Anyway, but I'm healthy and I take care of myself. And I'm negative, okay? I am now 1, 2, 3, 4... I am now 7-1 in COVID testing. I'm waiting on my PCR. I took 2 rapids. I'm undefeated and I'm undefeated in rapid testing. But yeah, man, the movie's coming out soon. I'm feeling good. I got some more shows coming up for May, starting with Twisted Lipstick. I'll be on the 1 p.m. show. I am the male affirmative action for Twisted Lipstick. Shout out to Mutia Vision for booking me, man. Love you to death for feeding the game and feeding Justin Ramos. I appreciate you. I got you. When I get something popping, you're going to be on that shit. You understand? Word up. So that'll be 1 p.m. Cabo Bar and Restaurant, Staten Island, Mexican restaurant. Get your tickets. Info's on all my pages. Holla at your boy. We also have on May the 14th, I will be live in the Richard Pryor Room for... Andy Troy's birthday show, 10 p.m. in the Richard Pryor Room Broadway Comedy Club. That is the 14th, which is a Friday. And on the 15th, I got the Brooklyn Coalition show featuring Janae Boston, G Mama Lee, and headlined by the one and only Dave Lester. Who's hosting it? Me, your boy, Justin Ramos. Tickets will be $25. I will set up the Eventbrite because I'm trying to keep it cashless. Trying to keep you safe, trying to keep me safe, trying to keep my comedian safe. It's a good time, people. Also coming up, May the 23rd, I will be back at Twisted Lipstick, this time in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn at Bedford Manor, aka Bedford Hall, or formerly, right? Twisted Lipstick, I will be there again with Mutia Vision. Shout out to you, Queen. Salute to you, Queen. Also, Mutia's birthday roast will be on the 24th, which is Mutia's birthday. I am going to get the venue for you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The special that she is taping for her birthday roast, she's taping a comedy special. It's called 50 Shades of Gemini. It's going to be at Montauk Club, 25 8th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, right off of Grand Army Plaza. Shout out to Grand Army Plaza, Park Slope. You feel me? We'll be there live and in person. Doors open at 7, showtime 7:30 p.m. It is a free show. Please come out. If you want to cash app Mutia, all the information, she was like, buy her a drink, get her $10. It's all love. Shout out to you again, Mutia. And hopefully sometime in May, I will be starting Laughs of Steel at the Steel Mill with my boy June, the owner of Salute Bar. Shout out to you, Salute owner and now owner of the Steel Mill. My man, 50 grand. Shout out to Fia. She's going to be the best bartender I know because I've had her drinks. We in the works of making a drink for that. In June, so far, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to see if I got into the 1865 Comedy Festival, which is going to be in Atlanta. It will be the 16th to the 19th in honor of Juneteenth. Salute my brothers and sisters because I am one of you and you are one of me. We together, baby. We all the family. Unify in the community. Anyway, I try to make it work. It didn't work. So I'm waiting on word back from that. I offered my services as a producer for this festival for Funny Honeys, which is owned and created by Vanetta Schofield, my sister from another mister. And I plan on being in Atlanta, period, the month of June. I just have to make a couple calls and they will be made. Now, on to one of the main events of the evening. I got a fucking callback for season 4 background work, which doesn't matter. It's still a callback for the marvelous Miss Maisel, okay? I submitted yesterday after submitting several times for background work for Power, Marvelous Miss Maisel, Billions, which is another favorite show of mine, Wu-Tang, American Saga, and I finally got a fucking callback. I submitted my, you know, my measurements, my height, my shoe size, sent most current pictures of myself. I am proud to say I am 195 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. Ooh, the man of the hour, the man with the power, baby. Anyway, it's gonna be dope, man. I think, you know, I got a good feeling about it. Even if the slots for next week's shooting, taping of this show, the shoot, right, is Cinco de Mayo and the day after. So next Wednesday and next Thursday of next week, May 5th, May 6th, in Coney Island, Brooklyn, my hometown. You know, it's a 1960 show. That's all I can say about it right now because I don't really watch the show. But I plan on watching this show in the near future to get up on it. And especially if I'm going to be on the motherfucker, right? Now, if the slots are full, I will be on the roster for this particular casting agency who in the past has reached out to me in November of 2020 for none other than one of my favorite shows, Godfather of fucking Harlem, with Forest Whitaker, Paul Sorvino, Chaz Palminteri, Giancarlo Esposito, and the legendary Vincent D'Onofrio. So I'm kicking myself in the ass every time I figure out that I missed that casting call for background work because I could have been under the learning tree of legends in the business. But my time is coming. It's going to happen. I know you just got to put the trust in God's hands and, you know, everything is going to be okay. But yeah, so I'm excited about that and waiting for the callback about that. Anything else on the entertainment side? My t-shirts are here. The first official Justin Ramos t-shirts, Justin Comedy t-shirts, Justin the Comedy t-shirts. It's a cartoon version of myself that my good cousin Aisha made for me. It's a real picture of me on stage at Caroline's on Broadway at one of the first shows that we did for Better Not Bring Kids there at Caroline's, and it looks amazing. So as I was saying, before I was interrupted by a call again, we're going to have to start doing the show on the laptop because this cell phone is not working as far as recording this show. Shout out to Anchor for your technology. My t-shirts are here, the Justin the Comedy t-shirts, Justin Ramos, Justin Comedy t-shirts, my first official merch. They're $30. I have sizes from small to extra large. $30 for the t-shirt. Hit me up. I will put your name down and put your shirt aside. I will deliver it to you. I will, you know, ship it to you. You guys let me know. Shout out to my little cousins for taking, getting t-shirts. And I appreciate you, Kamani. I appreciate you, Kadar, and everyone else who's purchased a shirt so far. My Uncle Will was the first one to purchase a shirt. I really and truly appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Family first, you know what it is. We all family, baby. Session, Hub, Lark, Wilson, Ramos, Cassiano. Did I forget anybody? Edmonds. Can't forget the Edmonds and the Irish and Thompson clan and the Mathis clan. Shout out to me. Shout out to you guys. I mean, I will be ordering more sizes because I've been asked to get at least a double X. So I'll be getting some sizing in a double X. My first go round, I only did 30 shirts. So I'll probably get a couple more, you know, and it's getting hot. So I'll do the hoodies later when it gets cold again. But yeah, website's coming soon. My next design for a t-shirt is coming soon. I already know what it's going to be. Can't talk about it because that's what I do. I keep it exclusive. But it's a good time to be a comedian. And I'm working, man. I'm booked and busy. You know, I'm doing this show here, Just a Kid from Brooklyn, 3 years strong. This is technically the third season. My first season was on my college's SoundCloud. Shout out to LaGuardia Community College. Shout out to WELGR Web Radio. Salute, Jamie. Yeah, we will be back with a brand new episode. I'm about to put this together, and I plan on dropping another episode later this week. Maybe I can get an interview. I'm pretty sure I could, because I'm Justin Ramos. I'm everywhere, and you ain't never there. This has been another episode of Just a Kid from Brooklyn. It's your boy, East New York, Brooklyn Zone, Justin Ramos. Make sure you check this show out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, Bullhorn, Pocket Cast, and everywhere else. Support, like, share, subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple, and follow your boy on social media. And if you want to get your ass whooped in Xbox, it's all on Justin the Comic. Holla at me. Peace out. Yes, sir.